for the next week or so, I'm going to be teaching from the book of Galatians, which was written by the Apostle Paul. There is no New Testament book in the Bible more widely accepted as Paul being the author as is Galatians. The letter to the Galatians was written as it was claimed to have been by Paul, the Christian apostle of the first century. When was it written? No evidence is available, which determines with certainty when and where Paul wrote this epistle. However, there are some references in the letter that will assist us in fixing the date within certain broad limits. The two visits to Galatia before the letter was written would make it necessary for Paul to have written it after his Galatian stop on the second missionary journey. Another possibility is that Paul wrote the epistle on the third missionary journey during his extended stay at Ephesus. But whenever it was, we cannot say for certainty. The similarities of the content that's in the Galatian letter and the contents of the letter to the Romans have produced the suggestions that they were written at approximately the same time, which would place the date at approximately 56 A.D. Nonetheless, we don't know. The destination of this letter is to the churches that was in Galatia, located in the Roman province of Galatia. Yet it is not possible to determine with certainty where these churches were located. So what was the purpose of this letter? For centuries, the only guard against the tide of pagan and libertinism was the Jewish law. Through the law, which had been received by special revelation, these devout people of the Jewish nation secured a degree of justification with God. Even among the early Jewish Christians, the acceptance of Christ was in no sense considered an alternative or substitute for Moses' holy law. When the gospel of Christ was preached to the Gentiles, the question arose as to the necessity of the law. The apostle to the Gentile, inspired by a new revelation, proclaimed that salvation was through grace by faith, without the law. Such a message aroused strong opposition of many who were convinced that a man could be justified only through keeping the law, and who feared that to disregard it would be throwing the door wide open to the pagan practices. Following Paul's successful evangelization of the heathens, some of those of the law arrived insisting that there could be no salvation without it. The apostle rejected this conclusion and in this letter forcibly states his case. Paul's argument is that a man is justified by grace through faith on the basis of promise, not law. Further, this salvation by grace through faith brings freedom, which includes freedom from the law of Moses. In this book, I want you to see that when Paul is speaking about freedom from the law, he's speaking about the freedom from the law of Moses. Not only the law of Moses, but also the traditions of the Pharisees and the scribes. He's not talking about freedom from the law of faith, or from the law of grace, or from the law of Christ. All laws are not bad. Paul said, "I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring after the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity." And then again Paul says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free." And Galatians 6 and 2, Paul told them, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." I'm going to end the lesson right here. This is the first lesson from the book of Galatians. Tomorrow will be another lesson from the same book. Be sure to tune in. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.